Isn't it amazing? At 90 plus, Mary Higgins Clark is still going strong and is out with the fifth book in the Under Suspicion series, co-authored with her partner in crime, Alifair Burke. In her 50-year career, Mary Higgins Clark has written dozens of novels and is a New York Times bestselling author, as is Alifair Burke. Their latest book is titled, You Don't Own Me. Mary Higgins Clark, it's always delightful to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, it's so nice to be with you again. Yes, we have enjoyed each other for a little bit of time, I think.
We have. And I want to let you know that I'm also delighted to see Lori Moran back. She's the lead character in your Under Suspicion series, and she's taken on another cold case to investigate in your latest novel, You Don't Own Me. So tell us a bit, if you would, just about Lori's character, who she is, what is her private life like, and then we'll go to what she's up to this time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's another, obviously, Lori and Alex. And as usual, she's doing her Under Suspicion series of getting people to go on the program, people who are under suspicion for the murder, and let each one of them give his or her version about it. And often on those programs, they stumble on the truth. Someone gives away something. And I thought it was an interesting concept when I started doing it. And now Lori and Alex, after meeting on the first program, have been falling in love. And now he's being made a federal judge. And she has become engaged to him. But then she becomes intrigued by an elderly couple who come to her and say, we know our daughter-in-law murdered our son. Please make her go on the series. Make her try to tell her story because we know she's lying. And Lori is intrigued because she had already approached Kendra, and Kendra had absolutely refused. So she goes back to her and says, look, it doesn't seem right for you to refuse to answer the questions about your husband's death, because as you know, the newspapers and everyone else thinks you did it. So Kendra agrees to go on the program, and as Lori looks into everyone's background, it's like peeling an onion. Nothing is the same as she thought it would be. And there is the story.
Well, and not to give anything away, but there is a dark presence hanging around her, isn't there?
Yes, of course, unknown to Lori. Someone is following her. Someone is saying to himself, she'll be missed. And she doesn't realize, although once she jumps in a cab because she just has a funny feeling, but she doesn't know why she grabbed the cab so quickly. And it was because subconsciously she realizes the same car seems to be around too often.
She's also has an interesting history in that her husband was murdered. So she brings that with her to this television program that she does.
Well, yes, when she was only married 4 years, her young doctor husband is taking their 3-year-old to the park and is shot in the head. And the killer yells, Lori's next, and then you, to the 3-year-old. So Lori is a young, heartbroken widow with a 3-year-old who is under threat. She doesn't even care about herself, but her 3-year-old, she doesn't know when she sits on a bus if the killer is sitting next to her. And I thought that was a good premise. And of course, having been widowed young myself and with 5 young children, and God knows they weren't under any kind of threat, but of course, there's the worry of raising a child and being sure that everybody is in the right spot where they want to be. And then, of course, later on, having a love interest. So I can see myself in Lori Alex, of course, is the ideal guy for her.
Well, if I remember correctly, you've alluded to being widowed young, having five young children. And early on in your writing career, I believe you would get up very early before your children arose and pull your typewriter out right at the kitchen table. When you write now, I'm curious about where your special writing place is. And, you know, sometimes authors have a special pen or computer or whatever that they favor. Tell us about where you write these days.
Well, right now I'm sitting at my wonderful office on the third floor and looking at all the pictures and the bestseller list that are framed. But I have moved down from it because my fingers don't hit the right keys. You know, I have some arthritis. So now I sit down in the smaller den in our house and sit in a comfortable chair and I dictate. And my son is with me and he is very good about saying, you said this or don't say that. He's excellent at kind of not co-authoring, but being a certain guide within the way. And of course, it's fun to have him there to do it. In the old days, I just sat and my fingers touched the computer and went straight to my brain. Now they don't go quite as fast. So by doing it with someone who is saying, how about this, is good, very good.
I am curious to also learn about what you like, maybe what the upside and or downside, if there is one, about writing a series.
Well, the publisher asked me to do the series, and I said, write another Laurie and Alex book. And they said, we know you don't want to write two books in 1 year. And I said, you couldn't be more right. So they said, how about having a co-author? And they sent me books from four different authors, as well as their bios. And the minute I read Alifair's bio and the book they sent me, I said, I know I can write easily and interestingly with that author. So we've been doing it now for four books.
You are a great duo, that's for sure. I want to thank you so much for yet another great book and for visiting with us. Hope we'll see you back again soon.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you. And I so enjoy the questions you ask me so I can just tell my tale.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Mary Higgins Clark about her latest novel. It is titled You Don't Own Me, and you'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.